This is 89.7 NPR News at 5:44. I'm Claire Roth. The Franklin County prosecutor charged former Mount Carmel doctor William Husel with 25 counts of murder for ordering, quote, excessive painkillers for patients. Husel pled not guilty today. WOSU's Paige Flager has been following this case from the beginning. Paige, tell us about these charges.
So Husel was charged with 25 counts of murder, which it's worth noting is a historic number. It's the highest number of murder charges brought against one individual in Ohio's history, according to prosecutor Ron O'Brien. These charges come at the end of a six-month-long investigation that started back in December when Husel was fired and the hospital notified the prosecutor's office. The hospital originally identified 34 patients who received suspicious doses of fentanyl, but these cases, these 25, are patients who received anywhere from 500 to 2,000 micrograms of the pain medication fentanyl.
We focused on 500 micrograms and above, and that ended up being 25 because the expert witnesses we talked to said with certainty that a dosage at that level could not support any legitimate medical purpose.
Prosecutor Ron O'Brien said Husel's actions by giving them this amount of medication prematurely ended their lives and that a few of the patients may have been able to recover if they had proper medical attention.
I likened it to the burning down of a candle. That candle, while there may just be a half an inch of wax left, if I blow that candle out, I'm causing that flame to go out sooner than it would naturally. And I think in likening it to what occurred in some of the cases here, that's a similar circumstance.
What sort of sentencing could Husel face?
So Husel is facing murder charges instead of aggravated murder charges because Ron O'Brien said that the burden of proof for aggravated murder, so saying that he was premeditated or calculated before he did any of these things, that burden of proof was too high. And because he's not facing aggravated murder, that means he won't be facing the death penalty. But he will be facing 15 to life for each individual charge, which means he could spend the rest of his life in prison.
How did he respond to his arraignment today?
Husel voluntarily turned himself in this morning. He has kind of been cooperating with O'Brien's office in that he gave them his passport a couple months back. Husel pleaded not guilty today in the arraignment. His lawyer, Richard Blake, says even a murder charge needs to be able to prove some sort of intention and that Husel still stands by the fact that he had no intention to do harm.
At no time did Dr. Husel ever intend to euthanize anyone. Euthanize meaning speed up death. At no time did he have any intention of doing that.
That is likely the argument that we'll see play out in court, but there's no court date set yet.
And he's still facing many civil cases as well.
That's right.
WOSU's Paige Flager, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thanks, Claire.
Paige Flager's been following the case of former Mount Carmel doctor William Husel. Today, the Franklin County prosecutor charged him with 25 counts of murder, to which he pled not guilty. This is 89.7.